And good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust, brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Tallgrass Motors, and powered on Facebook by our good friends at Arvest Bank. Well, OKM, Ryan Martin, how are you doing? And I think I already know, but go ahead.
I'm doing good, Tom. It's a little gloomy outside, so waking up was a little bit of a struggle bus this morning, but I'm here and I'm good. But
we got a lot of good things to talk about today.
We really do. Right now, even though we haven't had any public events, I feel like this is honestly the busiest time of the year for all of us at OKM, myself included. I'm starting to look at my calendar and I'm like, oh my goodness, our festival is just around the corner. I still have so many things to get done. So,
and we've got people who are on the mend. We've got society that's on the mend, and the general public is on the mend. We're not quite over it yet, but things are looking really good.
Things are looking good. And we continuously have people call and are like, are you guys having a festival this year? Are you guys having a festival? And we are, June 10th through the 17th. And I think that everyone is just so eager, Tom, myself included, to just go out and start enjoying concerts, going out and just starting to socialize with people again. So I think this is going to be a really great opportunity to just get the community get together during the summer. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, before we've got the lineups, and I want everybody to hang in there. We're going to get to that here in just a little bit, because that's like the main dish. But here is something that's really good, and this is why we do the festival. It's because we care about our kids, we care about our community, and we have some scholarships on the line.
We do. Every single year, we try to offer two distinct scholarships to the youth of Bartlesville. One of them, the application period just ended actually last week, and it was for our high school seniors, but we had a wonderful turnout of youth that filled in their applications. So now our scholarship committee is going to be deciding what senior will be the lucky winner of that $1,000 scholarship. But we still have one scholarship, Tom, that is still open through June 4th, and it is our Thomasane Chapel Memorial Scholarship. And Thomasane was a huge supporter of the arts for OKM Music and left a very generous legacy to the organization. So we tried to give a scholarship in her honor. But this scholarship is targeted for youth aged 4 through 18.
That's a wide spectrum.
It is a very wide spectrum. But the idea of this scholarship is to help local youth who may not be able to afford music lessons here in the community.
Great.
And so this scholarship really does offer them the opportunity to have music lessons for an entire year, and just to be able to get a student that opportunity to just get behind a guitar, get behind a piano. The earlier you can expose these children, Tom, they can go off and do wonderful things if they continue to study music. So that scholarship again ends Friday, June 4th. And you can go online to okmmusic.org/scholarships, and you can still download the application for that and get it in early, because we still have a lot of youth that fill that out. So make sure you go online to our website. And if you could get that done earlier, the better. That's great.
All right. I understand this is one of the more coveted internships in the community, because everyone who's done this, yeah, it was cool.
Yes,
what do you have coming up?
Yes, like you said, this is a very prestigious internship, not just within Bartlesville. We actually open it up to anyone who is qualified to do the internship. We've had a few applicants all the way from Texas who've actually filled in their spot.
This is for the festival. This is for the big deal.
This is for our festival. Wow. And it is a paid 2-week internship. Mm-hmm. And this is just such a great opportunity to be able to get some of these college-aged youth the opportunity to meet these artists, to be able to kind of see what goes on behind the scenes. Because even for myself included, you go to a concert, you don't think about everything that leads up to the concert. There's a lot of work. And so during these 2 weeks, we're able to allow these interns to do everything from unloading stuff at the Bartlesville Community Center to helping with sound, everything with our youth programming. There's so much that they do, but it is a paid 2-week internship. And I believe we only have one or two spots left. The last time I checked.
Highly coveted.
It is. It is very highly coveted. So if you are 18 years or older, or if you know someone who's 18 years or older, tell them to go to our website and fill out that application, get it in early, because again, we only have a few spots left for that. And I believe the internship begins that first week of June, and it runs right through the festival, so it is 2 weeks.
You will be worn out.
You will. These days are tiring for everyone.
But I tell you what, you'll get a whole college knowledge in those 2 weeks.
And it looks wonderful on your resume. So many of these universities, especially if you are studying the arts or anything within music, even myself going to Arkansas, I had several professors that when they knew I worked for OKM, they were like, oh my gosh, I used to go to OK Mozart concerts growing up. They're like, that is so cool. So for a lot of these music majors, this looks phenomenal on your resume to be able to have that.
Indeed. Now, here we go, folks. We are ready to give you the lowdown on the rundown of the lineup.
Yes, there's so many great artists and talent that we're bringing to Bartlesville this year. Tom, this is our 37th festival. And we kind of just tout that number and say, oh, this is year number 36, this is year number 37. But for an organization to be able to bring music for that many years, it's something that we're very, very proud of in Bartlesville. Again, this organization just started as a short 3-day weekend festival back in 1985. And this festival just kind of picked up. It just exploded, and it just kept growing in popularity.
It started with the band's bus breaking down, if I understand right. Let's have a festival.
Yes. Sure. And it's one of those Bartlesville's such a unique gem, especially for the arts. Uh-huh. And to be able to have the community center and all of the wonderful people that we have here in this community, to be able to be here for 37 years is something that we're very, very proud of. Mm-hmm. And so our festival this year runs June 10th. Through the 17th. So it literally, I feel like it's going to be here before I know it. But we are very, very excited to get out and to start having live music. We are kicking off our festival with Canadian Brass on June 10th at the Bartlesville Community Center. And Canadian Brass is very popular here within the community. I believe this is their 6th visit to Bartlesville. 2015 was their most recent stop here. And as always, whenever Canadian Brass is on the lineup, people want to get their tickets early because they're just that popular. But these musicians, they all play on state-of-the-art 24K karat gold instruments. And their repertoire is everything from Renaissance, Baroque, to modern pop, jazz, big band, even a little bit of Christian music as well. So they really kind of do it all. And they're such a fun group to be able to watch live. There's nothing like a Canadian Brass concert. I don't know if you've ever got to watch them, Tom, but they're phenomenal. So we're kicking off our festival with them over at the BCC. Now, Friday, we cannot have our festival without our Woola Rock concert.
That's what I hear. I understand this is like this, too fun.
It is. And it's one of those traditions that really goes back to kind of the start of OKM. And it's just so popular within the community. But every year, people look forward to Woola Rock. If we get more phone calls than anything, people are like, when is Woola Rock? It is Friday, June 11th. And this year, we are having Jack Settle, who is a alumni from Bartlesville. He does country. He will be opening up for Dallas Brass. And Dallas Brass was here in 2019. And this group is another brass ensemble that is completely phenomenal. But they're very different from Canadian Brass in how they perform. Mm-hmm. They like to dance during the performances and try to get the families and get the entire community involved. So they're going to be doing a lot of great stuff. And their focus this year is everything America. So their performance will be including Aaron Copland to Sousa and just a lot of patriotic songs that people really like to hear during the summer. And we always cap off our Woola Rock performance with our wonderful fireworks show, which is always a great treat to end that entire performance.
Now, I understand the last time they were here was in 19, and they about blew the place away.
Oh, my goodness. And that was the first year that they were ever here in this part of the country. And right after that concert, Michael Levine, the founder of Dallas Brass, literally called OKM. I was like, when can we come back? We loved you guys so much. When can we come back to Bartlesville? And we're like, you know what? We'll bring you back for 2021. So that's Dallas Brass. And Jack Settle will be performing out at Woola Rock this year. And now our next performance is Saturday, June 12th with Dallas String Quartet. And DSQ performed for our festival virtually last fall. Mm-hmm. And they were so wonderful to be able to watch. And of course, because of COVID, everything was kind of done online last year, but they did a wonderful performance right from Dallas. And it's going to be exciting to be able to see them live now in person. You got to watch them online, now come out to the community center and to be able to watch them live in person. again, this group is so eclectic in their repertoire. They're going to be doing a concert called Where Bach Meets Bon Jovi. So if that says anything about the type of music that they will be performing, it's going to be classical and contemporary just kind of infused together. And Ion Zonka is a wonderful, wonderful musician. He's the founder of Dallas String Quartet. I believe he spoke with you last year.
He did. He's a character. I love him. He's funny.
Oh, he's a hoot. So we're very excited to be able to see him and to be able to watch DSQ in person. And they're going to be over at the BCC. Oh my gosh, a lot of talking today, Tom. Yeah. Now, Sunday, June 13th, Tina Guo. Again, she's another performer that did a virtual concert for us last fall. We are very happy that she will be joining our lineup this year. This year is the first year that we are going to be having a main stage performance actually down at Tulsa at the Performing Arts Center. Tina has such a huge following, and her her market is very, very enthusiastic video game lovers. They all know Tina.
They will get out of the basement for this.
They will come out to come watch her. But she is a Grammy Award nominated composer, musician, and she's just such a down to earth person to talk to. She is.
I asked her about that Grammy nomination. She goes, "Oh yeah, that was nice.
Yeah. Like, no big deal. I mean, I got nominated for Grammy. Like, no big deal.
We just played some music, had some fun. People liked it. It was good.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. But
and it wasn't being snobby. It was just very matter of fact. It was like, yeah, I'm a busy person. This is what I do. And that's kind of all right.
Yes.
And I got to do a little bit better next time. That's all.
No, wow. she does it all. I mean, even within music, all of these musicians, again, they study classical, but so many of them branch out to do completely different things within, you know, what they studied. So Tina is really known for doing video game, movies, television show soundtracks. And so she will be doing a nice variety of everything video games, including even the most recent film, Wonder Woman, which was just released a few months ago. Wonder Woman 1984. She collaborated with the composer Hans Zimmer, and anyone who loves movie soundtracks know that Hans is kind of...
He's the dog right now.
He's a big deal when it comes to movies. Mm-hmm. So she and him are actually really close friends. So she's going to be performing a lot of his music, and that will be Sunday, June 13th, down at the Tulsa Performing Arts Center. And now we're going to switch to a purely classical style performance on June 14th with Jenny Lin. Mm-hmm. And Jenny Lin is returning to OKM. She was last year in 2019. But Jenny is one of the most respected pianists today. And she is going to be doing a beautifully well-rounded piano concert. Everything from Bach. So she's encompassing each of these major genre eras within classical music. So she's going to be doing something from the Baroque era, something from classical, romantic, and even postmodern with Philip Glass. And so for those who love beautiful chamber piano concerts, I guarantee that you're going to love this performance. And she will be performing down at Philbrook. Again, this is one of the first times that we've ever done something at Philbrook down in Tulsa. She's going to be doing a performance in the evening as well as a special kids performance that afternoon. So she is very loved within OKM. When she was here, again, people were so eager to stand up and give her a standing ovation that she gave two encores, I believe, because people just cannot get enough of Jenny. So for those that love piano concerts, you have to come out to come see Jenny Lin on June 14th. The next day, on Tuesday, June the 15th, we have Take 3. And Take 3, kind of similar to DSQ, it is a trio of a violin, cello, and piano. And sometimes they will sing a little bit within their concerts as well. But they're going to be performing everything from classical to contemporary pop songs that you would hear on the radio. Even songs like Imagine, of course, and then Despacito, which is more younger youth would know that song. But everything from classical, pop hits, and even Billy Joel they have in their lineup. So that's going to be a really neat performance at the community center. Alrighty, Tom, I'm almost done, I swear.
Oh, that's okay. This is great. We're building up to the crescendo.
We are, Ryan.
We're building up to the crescendo.
On Wednesday, June 17th, we have another chamber piano performance, which is very important because, again, our organization started with classical music being the backbone of everything we do. Winona Wong is going to be doing a piano performance in our beautiful Ambler Hall here downtown. Very gorgeous space. The acoustics in there are just phenomenal. But she is going to be doing a performance encompassing Brahms, 8 Klavierstücke, which means 8 piano songs in German. And it's one of those pieces where each of these individual songs are so vastly different, where one is going to be almost in a sense chaotic, but then the next song is going to be very beautiful. And it's just showing off the caliber of the piano, in all honesty. It's a very challenging piece. So for any pianist that knows Brahms, knows this is going to be a lot of fun to listen to. She's also going to be performing Beethoven Sonata number 26, encompassing that beautiful classical period that is Beethoven. And she will be closing out Schumann's Sonata number 1 in F sharp minor. So Wynonna is a very, very skilled musician who is almost about the same age of me. And she is winning awards and contests all over the world. Every single time I look at her website, I feel like she's won another competition. So we are very excited to be able to have Wynonna during our festival this year. And now I come to the last day of our festival. A lot of talking. On Thursday, June 18th, we are going to be having such a fun festival finale this year that I am so excited. And each person that I talk to about this, they're like, oh my gosh, I have to get my tickets. Mm-hmm. We are going to be closing out our festival with two performers. Grady Nichols, which is a local favorite from Tulsa. He performs at Utica Square's Summer Night Series that they usually have every summer. So he's a wonderful jazz saxophonist, but he will be opening up for Baja Men. And Baja Men is a family of 9. If you can imagine 9 family members coming together, it's remarkable. But they really infuse all of these different styles with pop and Junkanoo stylings with the Caribbean island. So they kind of infuse all these 3 different genres to produce this fun family concert. And the average person may not know who Baja Men is, but once you hear Who Let the Dogs Out, that's how I have to let people know that's Baja Men. And like, oh, I know that song. I'm like,
they're fun.
Yes, they and they have so many more singles other than Who Let the Dogs Out. Sure. But they're going to be so much fun, and this is going to be a family performance that you're going to want to get our tickets early for. Mm-hmm. But Baja really made their name known, particularly in the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. All of those early animated films like Shrek had a lot of their music, but everything from like Garfield, Around the World in 80 Days, all of these family fun films, Baja Men had their music playing in them. So again, that's going to be our festival finale this year. But again, we're doing a lot of firsts. This year, we're going to be closing our festival at Bill Dungis' Memorial Stadium downtown. And I don't think we have ever done this with OKM, but it's going to be a wonderful venue for our finale concert this year. And Reagan Steele just painted a beautiful commemorative art piece. Yes. Of the stadium. So when you start getting our brochure, the poster, you start seeing things around town, even the festival t-shirts this year, we're going to be highlighting Reagan's artwork. And for those that don't know, Reagan is a local artist here within the community, very involved with the Art Association, and he painted this beautiful piece within a span of 5 weeks, I believe. So
I tell you, we're running a little low on time, but we have the community showcase performers. Can we quickly go through that lineup?
Oh yeah, definitely. So our community showcase, we always try to give a free concert series during the festival that usually happens during the day. So each day during the festival, Tom, we have a free performance that people can come out to the community hall here at the BCC and hear some great local music. We have Anne Jeanette, who's very popular within the community. She's going to be performing with her other 2 musicians that are called The Evolution. Uh-huh. Ryan and Ryan, which is a father and son piano duo. We have Jeff Shadley, that's going to be doing a festival picnic at Frank Phillips. We have Wade Daniels, another local musician, very talented. Keely Droge, another Bartlesville favorite. She's going to be doing a piano concert
Tuesday. Yeah.
Merz Trio. And then we'll be closing out with Tulsa mariachi artist Hugo Salcedo.
Oh, wow.
So we're kind of encompassing all of these different styles, even within our showcase series, which is really fun.
Ryan, thank you very much. And let's break a leg.
Thank you so much, Tom.
You've been listening.